never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy, 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 happy Monday. Come on in. Good stuff is about to happen. That's the thing about showing up, man. When you decide to show up, feed yourself with some good ideas, some strategies, yeah, some motivation, some inspiration, maybe a chuckle here or there. When you decide to show up and work on yourself consistently, just a little bit at a time, but consistently every single day, your life can't help but change for the better. You can't help but get what you want because you're on track, you're going after it, and you're doing that today. So I'm glad to have you. Today, going to dig into some mindset shifts for happiness. Really simple stuff, nothing really crazy, but see, that's the cool thing about a mindset shift. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to have a bunch of strategy to it, because essentially, if I can get you to shift today, you're done. It's automatic. It's instantaneous. So you don't even have to work at it. Just have to listen. How's cool? How cool is that? It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Since 2006, episode 4,791. That's a lot of talking. Ton of talking. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Going to be a fun show today, I think. One of my favorite style of shows to do. Going to bring you along for a ride. I do want to say thank you for all of you who joined me on my Fisher Passion Workshop last Thursday. It was awesome. I had two of them, and they were both great. If you got on, thank you. And you know how good they were. It was a lot of great learning on those shows. But some of you, you registered. You did all the right stuff. You showed up on time. You put it on your calendar. You made time for it, and you couldn't get logged in. And I'm sorry for that. We had a couple of technical snafus. We didn't see them coming. It was on a vendor of ours. Not going to blame it on them because we should have caught it, but you know what happens. So I'm sorry about that. But the replay's up. You can go to faceyourpassion.com and get the replay. I will send you an email with a link on it for the replay if you're registered. If you're not, just go to faceyourpassion.com, get it. It's really worthy of watching. It just was a great program. And a lot of the stuff I've talked about recently about being awareness and how I use my daily awareness diary and what's getting your attention, how the attention that you have is being just pulled away from you. We need to pull it back to you. It's on that program. So go get it. FisherPassion.com. It's Monday, and that means I have a simple question I want to ask you today. I ask it every single Monday. And this is by far the most important thing you can do. In fact, you're doing it right now to some extent. I ask you, have you done your homework? Now, your homework is to take care of yourself, is to involve yourself in personal growth, to try to make your life better, right? That's kind of homework. Our question within the homework is, how's my life going? If it's going good, find a way to keep it that way. Going bad, find a way to change it. In the middle, figure out a direction. Don't stay in the middle. It's going to drive you crazy. It takes you about 2 minutes. Do it after this program. Just lean your head back and say, how's my life going? And then receive the answer that comes into you. Because listen, if it's not going good, you're going to like, yeah, dude, what are you doing here? If it's going really good, you might not even notice how good it is if you don't take the time to pay attention to it. Okay? That's simple enough. Do that. Okay, let's get into this mindset thing. I do believe people want to be happy. I know that's me. Now, there are a lot of folks who are just naturally happy. Frankly, I'm a little bit too tortured for that. You know what I mean by that? I'm not happy, but I think a lot. I sometimes overthink. I study. I get into stuff. And that's what I mean by that. But I'm happily doing it. I'm not feeling bad about it whatsoever. I'm a happy guy. My wife is naturally happy all the time. That's just how she is. Some people are like that. That's probably why I married her, because she's kind of cool like that. But I think happiness is what most people are seeking in this world and what we go for. And if we can achieve that and hold it as long as we can, it's going to be good. So how about some mindsets to get you thinking this way a little bit today? And it's going to be a little different than maybe you might expect from me, because it's not going to be some crazy life hack or some woo-woo stuff. It's going to be pretty basic. And we're going to start with the very first one. And that is to remind yourself to be grateful. I wrote that gratitude journal for men this year about being grateful. And I remember writing it for the very first time. And I wrote the foreword to it when I had to introduce the book. And because it is for men, I was thinking specifically about men and the problem they have with being grateful. And the challenge is men work really, really hard. It's probably not just men, but I know I'm a man, so I kind of know the man thing. But men work really, really hard, and they're grateful, and they'll say this to me all the time. They'll say, man, this is going on, that is going on, I'm so busy, I got this happening. I know I should be grateful, and I guess I am, but, well, no, you're not. No, you're not. You got to be actively grateful. for every single thing that's happening. Now, ladies, you tend to do it a little bit easier than guys do for some reason. And again, I don't want to cast this across the board, but I've just seen it that way. But for everybody, if you're not grateful for the bad stuff in life, why should you be grateful for the good stuff in life? Just everything. It's a lesson. Okay, take a breath, have faith, have courage, move on, be grateful. So whatever you do today, I want you to think about this a couple times. I want you to do it right now while I'm talking. You can. I'll slow down so you have some spaces to use your brain waves. Who are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? Probably a bigger question than, should I be more grateful? It's hard to do sometimes. We're busy, right? It's hard to stop. And I think if you stop, and that's why I asked you to do your homework at the beginning of this program and every single Monday, because when you stop for a second, if you stop today and just said, what am I grateful for? What should I be grateful for? I should be more grateful. Just stop and ponder it for a minute. You're instantaneous grateful. Wait a second, Scott. All I have to do is stop and think about being grateful and I'm grateful? Mm-hmm. I challenge you. I don't think you can think about it without thinking of what you're grateful for, can you? Give it a try. I know it works for me. So just pause today, close your eyes, and fill your mind with people and things that make your life so darn good. Make you unstoppable when you do that. Really will. Number two, your actions reveal your purpose. Actions speak louder than words, don't they? So if you want to be happy, you want to be rolling along on purpose in your life. So the actions you're taking every single day, you should at least enjoy them. It should be okay with you to do. If you're begrudgingly going out and doing actions all day long and doing things you just hate to do, people can see that and you can too. If you want to live like your true self, then look at your to-do list, look at what you have in mind, look at what you're thinking about, look at what you're dreaming about, look at what you're talking about. Are you doing anything about it? Focusing on fulfilling actions means you're living your purpose. The Fisher Passion workshop that I just did, it's one of the reasons I'm so fascinated about this whole passion, purpose, meaning, and legacy thing is because across the board, I get so many people who just, they have this idea, they dreamed about it, but they're not doing it. They're journaling about it. They're talking about it. They want to discuss it. They want to coach on it. I'm not mocking you. I'm just saying that's what it is. The last thing to do is do it. I'll tell you why. Well, no, there's three reasons why they don't do it. Number one, the very first thing that you need to do if you want to move towards something that will make you happy is you have to clearly understand what you want. Clarity is key. We talk about that all the time. It's a very stoic thing. It's the very first thing you have to do. Before action, you've got to have clarity. That's kind of scary sometimes, though, isn't it? Because right after clarity comes courage. I knew when I put the Face Your Passion program together, the first thing was a lot of people come floating in the door lacking clarity. In other words, I just need to discover what I want to do. I just don't understand what to do. So I get that. It's a big deal, and we work on doing that. But probably the bigger part, the part that resonates with me the most, and the part that I see the biggest problem, it's a little negative when I talk about like this. We have clarity, but then it takes courage. You have to have the courage to go for what you say you're going to go for. And that stops people in the tracks because courage takes faith, and you got to kind of like give up something else to do that. So people don't get the courage. And thirdly, if you want to have actions that will reveal your purpose in life, you have clarity, courage, you have to commit and you have to have commitment. And that's even scarier than courage because when you're in, you're in. You're going to commit. It's going to happen. Here you go. When you do that, when you have clarity, courage, and commitment in your actions all day, every day, your purpose is evident to you and to everybody else just by how you roll. That's it. You go to the gym every single day, people have an idea. Man, you're committed. You know what you want. Look at you go. Could it be that simple? Yeah. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Number 3, strategize their feelings in advance. You can make somebody's day today. Who is that going to be? I would take a minute and just review the people you're going to interact with today, or the ones you're going to reach out and interact with, and they don't even know you're coming. You're going to surprise them. Out of nowhere, you're going to make them feel great. I like to do it a lot at when I go to stores. I try to get out a little bit every single day if I can. And I run into people that are busily working in a retail environment, and they just, you know, their head's spinning, right? And I always try to, let's see if I can make their day a little bit happier. There are some places you go to where they're obviously they're happy people, or they've been told to be happy. I don't know what it is, but I thought, what can I do? I'm telling you, if you look out on the world today and say, whose day can I just make today? Is it a family member? Is it a friend? Is it a neighbor? Does somebody just needs to be thought of and cared for? You can do that today. And I know we all get caught up in ourselves. I do the same thing. I get busy, got stuff to do, thinking about me. Thinking about somebody else is a lot more fun. Makes you happier. Number 4, the question I ask every Wednesday, what can I do? Interesting. Something's going to happen today. I would suggest you pick a couple challenges and say, what can I do? Now, why am I saying that today in terms of shifting your mindset to be happier? Because typically the thing that makes you unhappy is you feel blocked. You don't know what to do. You stand still. You're in neutral, you're stalled, you can't do anything, and it's frustrating. If you're not moving, you're not growing. It's the bottom line. So all I'm doing is giving you a very simple question and a mindset. If you were always in the mindset of saying, hey, what can I do? Last Thursday, we did the workshop. It was, I'm not going to share the details of the day unless you ask me to. It was crazy what happened. It was a nonstop 18-hour, this thing is not going to happen. So much went wrong. Not my fault, by the way. It was external to me. But I had to fix it. So much went wrong, it was not going to happen. We could have easily walked away from it. But I kept saying, what can I do? 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 And about 5 minutes before we went live, got it fixed. Sort of. It worked. If you missed it, you know I got it sort of fixed. That's why we have a replay right now. It'll save your day. But you get stuck. What can I do? Even if you don't feel like it, you feel so stuck and you feel so down, like, oh God, he's frustrated. I just want to stop. I feel like I'm buried by all the stuff going on around me. I swear to you, if you say, what can I do? You're not going to say nothing because something's going to slip in there and give you an idea. Then it's up to you whether you want to go do it or not. And that's a different story. But at least you can ask a question, give yourself an option, right? A way out, a plan B. Number 5, hold space for your dreams. You're going to get busy today. You're going to get busy tomorrow. You're never not going to be busy. It's like Doritos. They just keep on making them. They'll make more. Just eat them all. It's okay. In the spaces between your appointments, the spaces between the stuff you're doing today, hold time for yourself and you. Doesn't mean to close everybody else out. Doesn't mean just do your own thing. Just means hold some space for yourself. A few years back, I created the Perfect Week Planner. You probably have it. More people have it than I've ever even thought about. And it's been out so long now, I don't think about it too much. But every time I get on a phone call, I cannot tell you. It's every time, actually. Somebody will say to me, hey, look, I'm using your Perfect Week Planner. It's so simple. Once I got used to it, it works. PerfectWeekPlanner.com if you don't have it. It is very specifically designed to hold space for yourself so you can defend against it. I work with people right now that they're using my planner and I can't get their attention. You know why? Because they're holding their space. So what I have to do is figure out, okay, I asked them, I said, so how have you made your calendar? How have you made your appointment space? How have you done that? Let me know what that is. So we see if we're compatible, because if not, we just can't do it. They're holding the space, got full respect for that. Hold your space. If not, you're holding somebody else's space for them. That's not good. Simple mindset shifts. It all begins with gratitude. Just think about it for a minute and it's automatic. You're going to be grateful. And the more you do that, the more grateful you're going to be. Your actions reveal your purpose. Strategize their feelings in advance so you're making somebody's day today. That question, what can I do? It'll save you every single day to give you some ideas you're going to love. and hold space for your dreams, because if you don't, nobody else will. There is nobody out there right now that is holding a place for you to live the life of your dreams. That is your job to do that. Replay is available. Go get yourself inspired. FaceYourPassion.com. Check it out right now. And of course, if you'd like to chill with me a little bit, come see me at Facebook, DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. Request to join. We'll let you in and get to know you a little bit.
Keep moving. Gotta get back.